Perek Chafal of Mishnah Gimel, we're talking more about the laws of Muktzah. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai says, Magbiyin min ha-sholchan atzamos uklipin. You can lift up from the table atzamos, bones, uklipin, and shells. When a person is finished eating, let's assume they suck the bones dry. Well, what's left, the remnant, the bones, it's not fit for anything. It's like dirt, so it becomes Muktzah. Klipin, the shells, the husks, also Muktzah. And Beis Shammai says, no problem, you can pick it up, since they are Michael Behema, an animal could eat them. And since they are animal food, even though they started out on Shabbos as people food, and now they are animal food, that's not to be a problem of Nolad, of Muktzah. No, you can handle it. Beis Hillel Omer Beis Hillel said, no, the less at tavlo, you pick up the whole tray, the whole table, kula in its entirety, u-menara, and you shake it off. Why? Because they do not hold that this is permitted. They assume that there is an isra of muktzah on the remnants. The Gemara makes an ukimta here in the Gemara and Shabbos and switches Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, and that's how we paskan halacha l'maiso. We paskan like Reb Shimon that when it comes to Shabbos, this type of muktzah is mutter. And therefore, when you have shirayim, when you have leftover food, even if there's nothing left of it, it's not to be considered muktzah, and it's mutter because these things are still atzamos that are roi for your dog. There is a discussion in the postgame, what about if it's not roi for anything? Then, excuse me, then even Reb Shimon would agree, if it's not roi, it's not worth anything, then Reb Shimon would agree it also becomes muktzah on Shabbos. You can sweep away from the table crumbs that are less than a kezias, v'seir shalafunin, and the hair which is on top, like the husk, the hair, meaning the covering on top of the beans, v'seir shalhadashim, and the hair from on top of the legumes, b'bnei shumachal behema, because they are animal food, therefore it's mutter. Switching topics, in the Mishnah, sfog. Let's say you have a natural sponge. Im yeshlo or beis achiza, if you have fixed on it a piece of leather to hold it, then mekankimbo, then you can use that sponge by holding it from the little leather attachment. And it's not a problem. You can sponge with it because you're not necessarily going to squeeze. You're going to do it gently. Vim lav. But if you have to hold it on the sponge itself, we are certain that you're going to squeeze the water out of it. Ein mekankimbo. V'chachamim say, benkach u'benkach. Either way, whether it has a beis achiza or not, it is mut nital b'shabbos. You're allowed to handle it. Doesn't mean you're allowed to use it for a sponge, but it has a status of a kli. However, ve'eino b'kabal tuma, but for purposes of a kabbalah's tuma, we read earlier in the Mishnayos that for to be kli, to be a utensil for Shabbos, is different than for regular kabbalah's tuma. For kabbalah's tuma, it has to have it has to have a higher threshold, and therefore it's eino b'kabal tuma. But for Shabbos, it has enough utility to be considered a kli. Perek Esrushnaim 22, Chavis Shinishbra, a barrel that broke and it's leaking wine or oil or some other food. So we have a concern that maybe you're going to lose your mind and start carrying stuff all over the place, just like we said in the 16th parak in the case of the fire. So therefore, we limit you matzilinim. You save from it food that's worth three sudas. You tell other people, you also, you can each come and take three a meal's worth of food. As long as you're careful not to, if you have a liquid that's coming out of it, make sure you don't squeeze it. Now, once we're talking about the laws of squeezing, here comes the next machlokas. You cannot squeeze fruits to take the juice out of it, because that's a malacha of dash, of extracting, like threshing. But if the juice oozed out, asurin. Let's say you have a bowl of grapes on the table, and they oozed out some of the grapes, ooze juice, you're not allowed to drink that. Rabbi Yehuda Momer, Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. Im la'ochlin, if the grapes are on the table for eating, for dessert, hayotzim em mutter, that which oozes out is mutter. Im la'mashkin, and if it's for mashkin, if that which is on the table is for mashkin, hayotzim hen aser, that which oozes out is aser. Now we pass in a modified version of the shita. We say it depends what kind of fruit it is. If it's a fruit like zesim, like olives, or anovim, grapes. Those are always used for juice, and therefore, even if you brought them to the table because you want to eat them, since they're primarily juiced items or olive oil items, if anything oozed out of them, even if you brought them to the table for eating, it is a problem. However, when it comes to sharp peiros, like tutim v'rimonim, the Gemara says, like strawberries or pomegranates, sometimes you make juice, sometimes you eat them. And depending on what your use is, that will determine whether or not you are allowed to use the juice that oozes out. So if you have cantaloupe, most people, it's not necessarily going to be for cantaloupe juice. Most people, they bring it to the table, they're just eating it for the cantaloupe. So if any juice squirts out of the cantaloupe, that's permitted. And then there's a third category, which things that you never make into juice, and those, anything which oozes out of them is totally mutter. Dvash, ariskan meir of Shabbos, v'yotzim me'atzim, and asum v'rebelezer matir. Let's say you have a honeycomb, and you took it out of the hive, and you crush it on Erev Shabbos so that the honey should ooze out of it on Shabbos. The Chachamim say it is aser because we're worried that maybe you're going to crush it on Shabbos, it'll be a malacha. And Rabbi Elazar says it's fine since the dvash, the honey is oozing out on Shabbos, but you did the action of crushing it on Erev Shabbos, that's not a problem.